Decoding the impact of project delays on success. Jyoti Prakash, Chief Financial Officer, Tata Steel Utilities and Infrastructure Services Limited. Chairman, Jamshedpur Chapter, Institute of Cost Accountants of India. Abstract. Project delays remain a persistent and systemic challenge in capital-intensive projects, frequently resulting in cost overruns, deferred benefits, and erosion of strategic value. This paper examines project delays through the analytical lens of the cost of delay, COD, demonstrating how time-related inefficiencies translate into financial, operational, and reputational impacts. While project management literature often addresses schedules and risk qualitatively, this paper integrates practitioner anecdotes with analytical models and empirical evidence from industry studies. Using illustrative examples, portfolio prioritization logic, and a consolidated delay impact model, the paper highlights because time must be treated as an economic variable. The role of governance and independent project control conceptualized as a project catalyst is also examined. The paper concludes with practical recommendations for embedding cost of delay thinking into project appraisal, prioritization, and execution frameworks to enhance capital efficiency and project success. 1. Introduction. At its core, project management is about delivering outcomes efficiently and effectively. From a financial standpoint, this objective aligns closely with capital efficiency, the ability of an organization to generate maximum output or value from a given level of capital investment. However, practitioners consistently acknowledge that translating plans into outcomes is rarely straightforward. Uncertainty is the norm rather than the exception. Project managers operate in environments shaped by evolving requirements, resource constraints, and external disruptions. These uncertainties, while often viewed as obstacles, are intrinsic to project execution. Consequently, managing projects is not merely a technical exercise and expertise in scheduling and budgeting, but a continuous process of anticipating, absorbing, and responding to uncertainty. 2. Project management as risk navigation. A project may be understood as a unique venture undertaken in uncharted conditions. Much like a captain navigating uncertain waters, a project manager must anticipate potential disruptions ranging from resource shortages and scope changes to regulatory interventions and market volatility. These anticipations are informed by prior experience, institutional learning, and established technical literature. This framing reinforces a widely held view in professional practice: project management is, fundamentally, risk management. The discipline involves identifying risks early, assessing their potential impact, and instituting mitigation measures before these risks crystallize into delays or failures. For example, in construction and infrastructure projects, delay risks may arise from weather disruptions, labor availability, material supply constraints, or approvals. Proactive actions such as adjusting timelines, securing alternative suppliers, arranging workforce facilities, or anticipating regulatory requirements can mitigate these risks, even though they require significant managerial effort. 3. Time as an economic variable. Beyond operational complexity lies a deeper and often underestimated dimension of project performance: time. While organizations routinely track cost variance and schedule variance, time is frequently treated as a secondary constraint rather than a scarce economic resource. Industry evidence highlights the consequences of this oversight. A large-scale McKinsey study covering more than 900 industrial projects found that only 5.4% were completed on time and on budget. Another study noted that companies announcing material project delays experienced an average share price decline of approximately 15% within 3 months. These findings underline that delays are not isolated execution issues but material value-destroying events. The heightened sensitivity to delays has become more pronounced following global shocks such as financial crises and the COVID-19 pandemic, which have exposed the fragility of extended project timelines and capital lock-in. For understanding the cost of delay. In response to the difficulty of forecasting absolute project returns, many organizations have adopted the concept of cost of delay, COD, to support prioritization and decision-making. Cost of delay captures the economic impact of postponing project delivery, focusing on value foregone rather than incremental costs incurred. A simple illustration helps clarify the concept. In everyday life, being late for work in a congested city, whether Atlanta or a metropolitan city in India, can transform a manageable commute into a severely disruptive one, potentially resulting in missed meetings or reputational costs. Similarly, in business, delaying a project by one quarter effectively implies forfeiting a quarter of its expected annual benefits. If you miss an expected market window of opportunity, and the cost of delay will include an even greater penalty. Formally, cost of delay may be expressed as cost of delay equals economic value per time unit times delay duration. The economic value embedded in this equation includes deferred revenues, increased overheads, financing costs, contractual penalties, and lost opportunities. 5. Empirical evidence and industry observations. Consistent with this logic, PwC research indicates that large capital projects frequently exceed original budgets by approximately 50%, driven primarily by optimism bias, slow decision-making, and weak early-stage risk calibration. These findings reinforce the importance of embedding time and delay sensitivity into project planning from inception rather than treating schedule slippage as a downstream symptom. As awareness of cost of delay increases, managers have begun using it as a prioritization tool, particularly in multi-project environments where sequencing decisions materially influence cumulative value loss. 6. Analytical model for delay impact. To systematize delay assessment, an illustrative consolidated model is proposed. While simplified, the model enables comparison across projects and supports value-based prioritization rather than cost-centric or resource-driven decision-making. 7. Project prioritization and portfolio sequencing. Don Reinertsen's project rectangle model, illustrated through commonly used diagrams, provides a powerful visual representation of cost of delay dynamics. Projects initiated immediately incur minimal delay cost, whereas projects queued behind others accumulate waiting costs proportional to their value and urgency. An examination of the left-hand diagram indicates that the first project incurs no cost of delay, as it is initiated without waiting. In contrast, the second project accumulates cost of delay during the period it remains idle prior to commencement, while the third project continues to incur delay-related costs as it awaits the completion of preceding projects. Consequently, sequencing projects in the order depicted in the left-hand diagram results in a lower cumulative cost of delay compared to the sequencing shown in the right-hand diagram. These observations underscore an important scheduling principle: Projects should be structured to achieve early ramp-up and progressive tapering of effort. Such sequencing minimizes the aggregate cost of delay, whereas strategies characterized by delayed initiation and late acceleration tend to magnify delay-induced value erosion. Dissecting the model therefore demonstrates a critical insight: initiating high-value projects early and tapering effort over time minimizes cumulative cost of delay. Conversely, slow starts followed by late acceleration maximize value loss. Importantly, value extends beyond financial metrics. Market share, early mover advantage, customer satisfaction, and brand credibility are equally significant. Delays may erode competitive positioning, while rushed delivery with quality deficiencies can damage customer trust. These less visible but tangible costs are often underestimated in traditional financial appraisals. 8. Governance and the role of the project catalyst. Decoding project delays also necessitates examining governance structures. An independent controller conceptualized here as a project catalyst plays a critical role in delay mitigation. The project catalyst conducts objective analysis of schedule bottlenecks, identifies root causes using analytical tools, facilitates cross-functional problem solving, strengthens transparency and learning through documented insights. Independence is essential to ensure decisions are grounded in evidence rather than organizational bias. When empowered appropriately, the project catalyst transforms delays from reactive crises into opportunities for systemic improvement and organizational resilience. 9. Conclusion and managerial implications. Project delays should not be viewed merely as operational inconveniences but as direct threats to capital efficiency and strategic value. Recognizing time as an economic variable and quantifying its cost of delay provides organizations with a powerful decision-making lens. Key managerial implications include: 1. Integrating cost of delay explicitly into project appraisal and portfolio prioritization. 2. Adopting value-based sequencing over cost-based scheduling. 3. Strengthening governance through independent project control roles. 4. Continuously recalibrating assumptions as projects interact with evolving market and stakeholder realities. Ultimately, project success depends not only on doing things right, but on doing the right things at the right time. Decoding the impact of delays before they materialize is essential to preventing them from scripting the downfall of success.